This is Ja'Cory Kroski-Mayer, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier, and here I am joined by Cody. We probably could have had a whole show and a podcast about what we were talking about before we even came on, just running some simulations using the magical, mystical, mythical cheat sheets over at rosterwatch.com. Make sure that you are prepared for your fantasy football draft by going to rosterwatch.com, getting a pro membership, downloading the cheat sheets, and then once they're downloaded and once you've done your drafts, you get to be part of our crew for the whole season. We're going to be helping you with answering your questions about your sit starts, getting your lineups right. You're going to have Cody and I, Trash Man, Byron. We're all going to be there with you to make sure that we're there for every decision. Will we get everyone right? Probably not, but at least you'll have somebody to toss your ideas off of, and we certainly have the tools and the capabilities to make your life a whole lot easier and to put you in the best position to win week in and week out, with not only in your season-long stuff, but in your DFS stuff, with your player prop betting, all of that. Rosterwatch.com, go check it out. You can't be missing out on this. All right, Cody. So I'm doing an update right now to version 4.0 of the PPR cheat sheet before I update the Superflex sheet. And in doing so, I've realized that there are some ADPs that have started to shift, some players that I'm starting to get a little bit more often than I wasn't getting before. I've made some subtle changes due to what we saw in week one of the preseason, but it feels like drafters have made some kind of big shifts with a couple of these guys. One of the ones that you said that you were worried about was – or basically two that I'm a little bit worried about, two that I'm having trouble reconciling are two players I really love, Ken Walker and Malik Nabers. Now, in both of them, it just has to do with injuries. It's a foot for both of them. But it's like with Ken Walker, I just start thinking to myself, oh, it's almost like, oh, all right, well, here we go again, right? One of the main parts of the thesis with Ken Walker was that whenever he's healthy, he's an all-around awesome back, pass catcher out of the backfield, explosive threat to go the distance anytime he touches the football, creative runner, just really, really good, fun, on a team that wants to play better defense and pound the football this year. And health wasn't a concern. And now it feels like it's a concern again. And you wonder if the fact that we've been on Ken Walker throughout the best ball season and throughout the early part of the season, if that's kind of creeping into our biases about him and we're not taking this fully into account, that it's a little bit of a worry with his foot. Now, you could say the same thing about Malik Nabers. We love him. We've always loved him. He was our number one prospect coming out, even in the same class as Marvin Harrison Jr. But, you know, we love Malik Nabers. He's going off now at 9 as far as his ADP. Just today, I wasn't concerned about the foot with him because, as we've said before, he played on the foot last year. He managed it fine. They've said that they're going to manage it. He was awesome last year. Now, with these being held out of their Giants joint practices with the Jets today, and whenever Brian Daboll was asked earlier if he was requiring additional tests or something like that, Daboll declined to answer. Mm-hmm. Which makes me wonder, oh, like, is there something new here and everything? I'm like, well, dude, this is a guy who on the cheat sheets I have slotted to take, you know, if you get to like pick 8, 9, something like that, you can have a choice between a guy like him and Christian McCaffrey. I'm you know, and it's not like Christian McCaffrey comes without any, you know, he doesn't have any injuries coming in, but clearly people have in the back of their mind always with McCaffrey injury concerns and all the rest. I mean, everybody's an injury concern, but sometimes it feels a little bit weird drafting a dude this early who you know is coming in a little bit banged up. Is Malik Nabers coming in too banged up? Like, where are you on him right now? Because we're going to run a test. Maybe we can run a test with the PPR sheet and just do it from each spot and see what it's doing and see where it's been made wacky
by all some of the ADP shifts from over the weekend. As always, man, this is in full transparency. We're going to run these live. If they go wacky or they get, you know, they go haywire, which happens sometimes, we'll take notes on it and we'll make sure that we've engineered it to where that kind of stuff doesn't happen. We're going through the process here with you to show the work that we put into these. This is what we do all day, every day throughout the business season. And that's why you can always depend on the sheets. But right now it's in a weird spot because it's like the beginning of the week coming out of the weekend. Mm-hmm. With an update to a whole new version of 4.0. So we're going to do that. But I want to hear from you, Cody, about like, are you in, and I'm not sure what their ADPs are in half point PPR because you handle that sheet, but at their current ADPs, Ken Walker, Malik Nabers, where's your worry meter? What are you thinking?
Well, I'll just start with Nabers because that was the one that just kind of shifted on us in the last 24, 48 hours. As you know, I've been traveling, flying the last couple of days. So I've been sitting here doing sim after sim after sim after sim after sim after sim to the point where my eyes are starting to kind of go haywire and I'm getting tunnel vision. And I was getting a lot, like a pretty, you know, a healthy amount of Nabers at the 11, 12 spot if you're drafting in round one. And the ADP sort of shifted to now where Ashton Gentry's leaped him. Nabers has fallen down two spots in ADP from 10 to 12. And Gentry's went up. And what that really does, I guess, from ADP perspective, is it put Nabers behind Amon-Ra St. Brown now, still ahead of Nico Collins. And I really wasn't getting a ton of Amon-Ra, because to me, he's a guy that I would probably like just a little bit more in the PPR side of things. But I do think that in half, I can, you know, I'll probably start to leak a little bit more Amon-Ra. I don't want to get over my skis. You know, like you just said, we everybody knows we love Malik Nabers. We've loved him since the pre-draft process. But we do know that New York is going to struggle to really put, you know, 28 to 30 points a game. They're like, will they ever even get up to that conversation unless they're playing against a bad team, let alone on a regular basis like we think?
Are they even implied to go for that for even one game this season?
What's that?
I'm not even sure that they're even implied to get, like,
so. Well, they're definitely not implied to do that. But I'm saying
they have the third lowest average implied team total behind only, or in front of only Cleveland and the Saints. Their average implied team total in the season is 19.36 points.
Exactly. They were never going to be implied to do that. But what I'm saying is, like, can we even depend on them to get there once or twice? Whereas, like, we think Detroit's going to be able to get there on a much more consistent basis with that offense, even though they have a new offensive coordinator. So I think what it does is, for me, it opens up in the half sheet to get a little bit more Amon-Ra St. Brown. And it kind of puts Malik in an interesting spot because – you know, Henry's ADP is at 7, but Henry, you know, pretty consistently falls around.
His ADP is at 7 and a half point PPR?
Yeah, Henry is. But he consistently kind of comes down to like that 9-10 spot. So you consistently are sitting there with like an option of like a Derrick Henry, a Gentry, a Nabers, and then a Amon-Ra. And I think that, you know, the Nabers thing, just so that we're not too, you know, too stuck in case the toe thing does become something during the season, I do think getting some Amon-Ra is going to help that. From the Ken Walker perspective, I mean, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, you know. Fool me.
No.
Said it backwards. Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times. You ain't going to fool me three times on Ken Walker. Like, this is one where when you get down to that area where Ken Walker's getting drafted, there's just too many names around him for me. Even the Kamaras, you know, an early fourth round pick in half, love it. Marvin Harrison Jr., I've told you before, I like that more than the normal person does. I'm cool taking, you know, Rashee Rice at the early part of the fifth round over a Ken Walker. Like, there's a lot of RJ Harvey's going to make his way up into that conversation. Amarian Hampton's already made his way past that conversation towards, you know, firing towards the third round right now. So,
dude, if he gets to third round, if Hampton gets to third round, that's just going too far.
No. What?
It's going too far. Like, what? Like, any day they could say, like, hey, man, like, Najee got cleared. He's back at practice.
I was listening to so I don't consume much of any fantasy content from around the space other than just kind of similar to you, just kind of like to hear where people are with players. And Silva obviously has his top 150 that he's always done. And he was talking, I was listening to ETR the other day, and he has Hampton at 25th overall.
Silva has him at 25 overall?
25 overall.
Huh.
So I think that that's going to continue. I think he's going to end up being a late second round pick, mid second round pick by the end of the
year. I'm not taking Amarian Hampton that high.
like, unless we get definitive word that like Najee's out for the first, at least the first 6 weeks, and could be longer. At that point, if I get that word, I'll take him. It'll be to the moon. Like,
yeah.
If we get the word that Najee, it's like he's out and it's indefinite.
Yeah,
you know, at the beginning of the season, I'll take Amari Hampton at like the end of the first round.
All we know right now is that this guy, literally part of his job right now is to walk around the field. And all that, you know, when you take that into context with what Dr. David Chow said last week about his binocular vision, which is distance and like feeling your footing and, you know, area around you, put those two things together. He was walking around, like, that's where my brain goes. It's like, we're talking about football. This is a whole different conversation. He hasn't, with whatever the situation is, if he lost 5% of his vision or something like this, or he's a little bit hindered, think of how long that's going to take him once he does get the helmet and the pads on and he's running behind this offensive line. It's going to take him a little bit, man.
All right. Well, so now I'm worried I'm going to get a bunch of neighbors and a bunch of Ken Walker and all this stuff here doing some mocks. But, you know, like we said, this is what we just bring you guys in. We only have enough hours of the day to do this. There's only 24 hours in a day. And so we figure as long as we're doing this all day, we might as well just share this part of the process with you guys. So if the drafts go weird, they go weird, but we're going to be testing it here again here on the Fantasy Pros Draft Wizard, drafting against the experts on Fantasy Pros, plus the composite ADPs of ESPN, CBS Sports, NFL.com, RT Sports, and Sleeper, along with the pre-draft rankings cues from Yahoo, ESPN, and NFL.com. We'll start out from picking from the one spot with just in a home league setup, one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, two flex, one kicker, one defense, six bench spots. I'm going to go here to this manual test five for PPR, which, like I said, Cody, I'm still not totally happy with, but let's see how it goes. So we know with the first pick here on the sheet, it's going to give us a choice between Ja'Marr Chase and Bijan. I typically like to go with Ja'Marr Chase here. And then I'm glad I did, because it's at the 2-3 turn, it's telling me to take Josh Jacobs and Jonathan Taylor. So we'll see what happens here. This is something that's been beginning to concern me, Cody. I'm very interested in getting Travion Henderson, maybe even in the fifth round. But picking where he's slotted right now, it's just really hard to get him coming back around from the 4-5 to the what? The 5? When's the next one? I guess the 6-7.
Mm-hmm.
He generally doesn't fall. RJ Harvey sometimes falls, but Travion's moved up after looking like just such an incredible – he looked like the offense for the Patriots in the preseason game. But anyway, Travion is just like one pick away from what it's telling us to take, but it wants us to take Cortland Sutton and James Conner.
Well, look at the problem, and I'm assuming the problem is that they're 12. They're, you know, they're a round apart in ADP between Conner and Henderson right now.
Yeah. This thing's skewing a little bit running back heavy too, because at six and seven, it's going to have us take Aaron Jones and Isaiah Pacheco.
I'm not getting as much Pacheco, and yeah, I should feel like I should probably be getting a little more Pacheco in half than you should be in PPR.
Yeah. What do you think about this? I know that the sheet, it likes Aaron Jones and it likes Jordan Mason, but here it wants us to take Ricky Pearsall, who I like, this with his wide receiver three. Then it wants us to take Jordan Mason. Should Matthew Golden be up on the same line as Jordan Mason to give me a choice there?
Yes, there's too much going on in that Green Bay. I just had the tweet saved because there was a couple of injuries that popped up in the last what was it? Jaden Reed sprained his foot. He was in a boot.
He's week to week now.
Yeah, he still got Christian Watson on the pup, and then Dobbs looks like he's fine. I mean, we've seen a couple of flashes from Dobbs, but I think Golden's going to get plenty of opportunities here. And I spent, obviously, you know, I don't know if anybody else knows, but you know that side of my family that I went and saw this weekend is entirely from Wisconsin, and they're pretty much glowing about having a first-round wide receiver, and everything sounds positive up there.
So I'm going to go to the cheat sheet right now and just make this live adjustment. I'm going to bump up Matthew Golden over – who is it? So that would bump Matthew Golden – up over, should Matthew Golden be over Jaden Reed?
I mean, Jaden Reed's hurt. Jaden Reed got a sprained foot. And we know, I mean, when you look at Jaden Reed's role, what have we known the last couple of years? It's a very, I comped the whole offense a year ago to what San Francisco has been doing with Debo. And, you know, they go out and get Jacobs. It's similar to getting McCaffrey. And they got all these different pieces that are these defined pieces. It feels like Golden is much more in line with potentially being your Pearsall or your Brandon Ayuk, where Jaden Reed feels like he's kind of jammed into a corner being, you know, a Debo Samuel.
And Golden's ADP is actually slightly higher now than Jaden Reed. I was looking at the sleeper stuff, and on sleeper they're basically back to back. But if you look at like ESPN, Golden's going like, oh gosh. So Golden's going much earlier on ESPN, like 40 spots earlier. No, not like 30 spots earlier. So, okay. So that's a good adjustment to make. Okay. So Golden, so let's take Golden here. That adjustment has been made on the cheat sheet. So that'll be I'll just change that in test six. So we'll take Ricky Pearsall and Golden right there. God, I hate this. Why is it wanting me to take Michael Pittman at the 10, 11 turn?
Because you just said 10, 11 turn.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You think that's fine?
I think, we've talked about it before, man. It's like this. I understand we're worried about the quarterback stuff, but it's the 10-11 turn.
Okay. So
he's a good player, and we all know it.
So, all right. So we'll just do the cheat sheet tells us to take Michael Pittman and David Njoku. So that's who we take. So we got our tight end taken care of now. Now it wants us to take another wide receiver here, Marquise Brown, who's banged up himself. But I mean, at the end of the 12th, 13th round, this is going to be fine as far as what we want here. Then we have a choice between Luther Burden and Dak Prescott. We don't have a quarterback yet, so we'll go ahead and take Dak. And then with our final pick, it looks like Burden fell, so we'll just go ahead and take Burden here. Even though he looks like he's kind of behind the others.
He's fallen in half ADP as well. I had to move him down a little bit because it was basically asking me to take him quite a bit.
What better last round pick though? I mean, that's the type of last round pick that's right in the wheelhouse.
So if they're going to give it to us, yeah, that's the thing. If they're going to give us him in the last round, we'll do it. But
so
there was a point in time where I thought he was going to be making himself up to an 11th rounder.
Okay, so what this team is this thing skewed running back heavy at first, but I feel like we got two kind of big name soldiers at wide receiver and our running backs. We didn't even draft a running back for the final five picks. It was just five straight receivers. This team is Dak Prescott. The running backs are Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, James Conner, Aaron Jones, and Isaiah Pacheco. The wide receivers are Jamar Chase, Cortland Sutton, Ricky Pearsall, Matthew Golden, Michael Pittman, Marquise Brown, Luther Burden, the tight ends, David Njoku. Dude, I think this is a good team. Let's see what kind of grade we get here out of it. 96, first place of all. So good. So that's good. I don't want to do it from everyone, Cody. We'll be here all day. Like, do you just want to run one from like 1-3-5, something like that, maybe?
Yeah, let's do that. 1-3-5.
Okay, 1-3-5. So
maybe 11-2, just to get the view.
Maybe 1-3-7-11 or something.
I like that. 7-11, always open.
All right. So here it gives us at the 3 pick, it gives us a choice between Saquon Barkley and Justin Jefferson. The simulators never like ones where you take Saquon Barkley high because the expert consensus at Fantasy Pros, they blew down their nose. It's at Saquon, and I just don't think in your home league he's going to last past pick six or something like that. Do you think he will?
Probably not. I don't think you're going to have enough.
He's too high.
I don't think you're going to have enough crazy uncles to surpass him.
All right. So we have Justin Jefferson here with the first pick. With the second pick, we actually have a choice between Jonathan Taylor and Brock Bowers. I wonder if – I mean, we take JT, right? Or do you want to take Bowers? I'll bet you JT might fall.
Man.
You wanted to get weird?
Let's get weird.
Let's take Bowers of the 210. All right, and then JT did not fall, but we'll go ahead and go with Jackson Smith and Jigba here at the 303. God, this is going to get weird. I'm going to take Cortland Sutton here with the 410. And then we do get our guy Travion here. So zero running back build here where we went elite tight end. We'll see how the rest of it goes, man. We'll see what happens. We take Travion here. All right, dude, the cheat sheet's pulling through for us. We're going to get Aaron Jones here at the 610. So we have our two running backs locked in with Travion and Aaron Jones. Hopefully we can get a little bit of depth here through the end of the draft with a zero RB build with elite tight end. 6'10", we take Aaron Jones.
Where's Tony P?
We missed out on Tony Pollard, but we're going to take Jordan Addison at the 703. Now we're going to really hope that something happens because we're going to take Cooper Kupp at the 810. Here we're going to have to rely on a Jordan Mason here who we were just talking about. Take him there at the 903. The running backs are starting to come through here with the zero RB build. Thankfully, Jaden Blue falls to us at the 10-10. We have Braylon Allen falling to us at the 11-03. So like the last one, it started out heavy at one position. The cheat sheet pulls you through with the others because that's what it's designed to do. That's the magic of it. Braylon Allen at the 11-03. Now we have the same thing happen. Is this too much Marquise? This is twice in a row with this Marquise Brown thing in the 12th, 13th round. Maybe we'll just see if it happens again later.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm not in love with that.
Yep.
Okay, so we missed on Cortland's, or who was it? Dak Prescott.
Yep.
At the 13-03, and the cheat sheet wants us to take Tucker Kraft. I guess I don't mind. So you know, we'll just take it. You know, it's what it tells us to take. So we'll take him. I would prefer to take Purdy here. Should Purdy be on the same line as Tucker Kraft? I think at the very worst we ended with JJ McCarthy here.
No, it's, I mean, you have Dak on the same line with Kraft, so I think that was probably right before.
Oh, okay. Okay. So Dak is on the same line as Kraft. All right. So we'll take Kraft here, and then quarterback will be JJ McCarthy. So this is a Go Vikings team. We have JJ McCarthy at quarterback. The running backs are Travion Henderson, Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason, Jaden Blue, Braylon Allen. The wide receivers are Justin Jefferson, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Cortland Sutton, Jordan Addison, Cooper Kupp, Marquise Brown. The tight ends are Bowers and Kraft. I don't love this team because I went with Brock Bowers, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll see what grade it gives us here. It gives us first place, 94 out of 100. So I might not have liked it, but it liked it. What do we say we're going to do? 1-3-7-11?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do a seventh pick here. And this is where, this is where Malik Nabers' dilemma could come into focus, possibly depending on how things fall. I hope not.
While you're getting this thing fired up, let me ask you a question that I thought of, you know, in my travels. Was this Keenan Allen thing? His ADP's moved a ton from around 204 to around the 130s.
I'm not taking Keenan.
But I understand. I'm not asking if you're going to take him because obviously he's, you know, the ADP jumped the shark in my opinion here. But do you think he's a guy that can just walk in and will fall back into like the 70-80 target situation?
No, I don't think so. Because I mean, he can only play in the slot. What are they going to do? Move Ladd outside?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could.
That's exactly what that's why I asked the question because
I think between Quentin Johnston, Trey Harris, Keandre Lambert Smith, they have guys who are so suitable to play outside, right?
So then does Ladd come off the field for Keenan?
No. I don't want Keenan Allen. I thought it was a stupid signing.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, but I'm just saying this is the facts of the facts. So it's like, I'm trying to wrap my head around if I believe that this thing can be, you know, he walks in and walks right back into the 80.
I don't think I even have Keenan Allen on the PPR sheet. I probably should add him. Like, I'm not going to take him unless it's some kind of 16 team league.
His ADP in the last 7 days, that's what puts him in the conversation to be on the sheet. Before that, he wasn't.
Okay. So picking from the seven, Jahmyr Gibbs falls here. This one goes Ja'Marr Chase, Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Bijan, Justin Jefferson, Saquon. Jahmyr falls to the 107. So we take Jahmyr Gibbs here. I can't say I hate this start with Jahmyr Gibbs. And Chi-Chi wants us to take Derrick Henry here at the 206. Okay. At the 307, the Chi-Chi says to take Tyreek Hill. So we'll go ahead and get that done. At the 406, nice balance build so far. 406 wants us to take Davante Adams. That's what we'll go ahead and do. Chuba Hubbard at the 507. Interesting here that Jalen Hurts is creeping. I think in the fifth round, one of these elite quarterbacks falls, it becomes a little bit interesting to me. But it wants us to take Chuba here. And then, I got to do this, right? Jalen Hurts at the 606.
Oh, that's – whenever you can get a little value in a quarterback early, you got to take it.
Yeah, dude. All right. We're going to take Aaron Jones here as our final flex of our starting lineup here.
So, I like getting in on this Aaron Jones lately.
Dude, it's good. I like it too. Seventh round, sometimes eighth round. It feels awesome. A little bit too much Jordan Addison, Cody.
Yes, I think a little bit.
Even at the 806.
Again, so here's the deal is
he's falling, you know, because of the suspension, and I just haven't been moving him down commiserately, I guess.
Which is fine. He's going to be suspended for a shorter length of time than Rashi Rice. And where's Jordan Addison going right now when you click that button?
What?
Where does he go when you click that button?
What do you mean, where does he go?
On the bench.
Yeah, he's on my bench. He's on my bench, right?
Yeah, Rashi Rice, when you click that button, he goes into your starting lineup right away.
Okay. Ricky Pearsall here at the 907. Love that. And then Jaden Blue here at the 1006. And then this is a choice. I mean, do you want to take Braylon Allen or Jaden Higgins?
Well, we got five running backs right now.
And four wide receivers.
I wouldn't mind taking
maybe just even out the distribution a little bit with a wide out.
We always, that's one of the rules for us is leans towards the
and Braylon Allen might fall. There we go. So we take Braylon Allen here at the 1206. And then we still don't have tight end figured out, but it wants us to take Luther Burden before. Is this too much Luther Burden in the 13th and 14th rounds? I'm not sure. I kind of like taking him there. And then Kyle Pitts here in the 14th round for our tight end. So this team, for anybody listening on the podcast, is Jalen Hurts is the quarterback. The running backs are Jahmyr Gibbs, Derrick Henry, Chuba Hubbard, Aaron Jones, Jaden Blue, Braylon Allen. The wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, Jordan Addison, Ricky Pearsall, Jaden Higgins, Luther Burden, and the tight end is Kyle Pitts. Let's auto-draft a kicker and a defense. And we get a 98 out of 100 first place once again. Cody, are we going to run the gamut of first place ones here, picking from these spots?
I smell a 98 coming here with this 11 spot.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but that's my
start draft. This is going to be an Ashton Jeanty draft, right? And people, it feels like, I don't know, man, it's weird that he's actually moving up because it felt like people were tilted with the way that he'd played. All right, so the 111, we have a choice between Devon Achane and Nico Collins. Do you have a preference?
Let's go Nico.
All right, Nico here. And then Achane falls. We get them both. We got them. Okay, so we start out with Nico and Achane. The sheet gives us a choice now between Kamara and Davante Adams. I kind of think if I take Devontae, the Kamara might fall.
I think it's your safest bet given that all those running backs are there.
Yeah. What do you think? But then if Kamara doesn't fall, we could be in a tough spot choosing because it'll tell us to take Ken Walker and we'll have to decide if, 402 or whatever feels too early.
Yep.
Let's take Devontae. And then, look, Kamara fell. Ken Walker went before him. All right, so
we had a fish in our draft, and he took Ken Walker at 312.
We get Travion. Thank goodness. Have we gotten Travion at least in one other of these?
I think we were close in the first one. We didn't get him, though.
Okay, so at least we get Travion here. Now we have a choice between R.J. Harvey and George Pickens, who I love both of them.
Even it out for trash, man. Take George Pickens.
Okay, we'll take Pickens. Brian Robinson Jr. will be our pick here at the 7-11, first player on the bench. I think it's a really good first bench player. And then we'll take Stephon Diggs right after him at the 8-02.
I've been getting a little more Stephon Diggs lately. Do you like that? I like it.
Yeah, dude. For some reason, his ADP is falling. I think he's just been kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
9-11, we were just talking down about Jaden Reed, but here at the 9-11, that feels good to me, and hopefully Jaden Blue will fall to the 10th round here. He does. It gives us a choice, actually, between Jaden Blue and Emeka Egbuka. We already have four running backs. We have five wide receivers. You want to take Blue?
Yeah, even it up.
All right, take Blue. Here in the end of the 11th round, we just get a gift in Mark Andrews. So let's go.
I love me some Mark.
Tight end. Yeah, dude, it feels good. Now we have a choice between Roshan and Marquise Brown. This is maybe too much Marquise Brown around here. We need to make a note.
Talking about the 12th round for a guy that's
– He's falling. He's falling, though, because he's injured. He's not practicing right now. Rashi's not practicing right now either with the groin. That's concerning. They say that they've been talking about Marquise Brown like he's day-to-day, but it's been more like week-to-week.
He feels like he's year to year.
Yeah. So Roshan?
Yeah, I take Roshan.
Okay. Roshan's been hurt too.
Until they go out and get Fournette.
Yep. So this wants us to take, again, Luther Burden here at the 13-14 turn. I'm kind of fine with that. It continues giving it to us, but I'm fine with it. And then the quarterback is going to have us take J.J. McCarthy. So here's that team. The quarterback's J.J. McCarthy. The running backs are Devon Achane, Alvin Kamara, Travion Henderson, Brian Robinson, Jaden Blue, Roshan Johnson. The wide receivers are Nico Collins, Devontae Adams, George Pickens, Stephon Diggs, Jaden Reed, Luther Burden. The tight end is Mark Andrews. Let's auto draft a kicker in defense. Give us first place. Third place, but it's still a 90. It's still a 90. Straight A drafts, Cody. Straight A drafts from the 1, the 3, the 7, and the 11. I was worried that the sheet was going to go haywire. I do have some things I need to change on the sheet, but I don't want to change it up too much because structurally it looks like it's giving balanced rosters right now. It's getting the players that we like. It's consistently getting great grades via the simulator, and clearly we have hundreds more to run before we get this update going. But the reason why you subscribe to Roster Watch and the reason why you get a pro membership and the reason why you can support us and keep these lights on and keep us doing this is because we put maniacal effort into this. We want to make sure that no matter what happens in your fantasy football draft, never panic again. Never be in a spot where you have to panic. Always know what you're doing. Know exactly who you're going to pick. Know exactly what you're going to do. And know that you're leveraging ADP at every spot with the magical, the mystical, the mythical ultimate draft cheat sheet only at rosterwatch.com.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.